ABC Radio Australia.
China's new special envoy to the Pacific might have been appointed just last month, but Kuan Bo is wasting little time forging ties with regional leaders. He is on his first diplomatic tour representing Beijing's interests in the region. Kuan Bo's latest stop, Papua New Guinea, hinting at one of China's key strategies for seeking influence in the region, as Thekla Ganga reports.
He's been in the role for less than a month, but China's new special envoy for Pacific Island countries isn't resting on his laurels. On a visit to Papua New Guinea, Kuan Bo spoke praises of the Pacific nation.
This is my second time visiting this beautiful country, and this time all I have already seen is very impressive to me.
Previously, the Chinese ambassador to Fiji, Mr. Zian, took up the role as special envoy in February. He says his job is to strengthen cooperation between Beijing and the Pacific Island nations.
And I will do my best to promote China-PIC relations, in particular China-PNG relations.
On the outskirts of Port Moresby, Mr. Zian visited Botuka Academy. With over 3,000 student population, it is the only school in Papua New Guinea that teaches Chinese language. Students had the opportunity to show off their skills.
Singapore.
This is your country.
Ba-xin.
Another.
Ba-xin.
And it seems China's most senior diplomat in the region was highly impressed.
You speak very authentic, you know. Your pronunciation, intonation is perfect.
PNG's foreign minister, Justin Chichenko, praised the school.
This gives more opportunity for Papua New Guineans to have a second language like Chinese, to do more in their life going forward.
The academy was built under China's Belt and Road Initiative and opened 4 years ago. Mr. Chichenko says he'd like PNG to create more education partnerships with China.
We're very proud that we're the only school in the Pacific that teaches our children how to speak Chinese. We want to increase it and we want to enhance it even further.
PNG is the second stop on Mr. Kuan's trip around the region. Last week, he visited the Federated States of Micronesia and pledged a donation of 2,000 solar lights to the Pacific country. He also promised a grant worth $140,000 to the FSM Department of Foreign Affairs. Mr. Kuan's next stop visit is Solomon Islands. The country's strong ties to the People's Republic of China came under scrutiny when the nations signed a bilateral trade and security deal. Joshua Dunn, a researcher at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, says the visit will be an opportunity for Mr. Kuan to reinforce that partnership.
To really show Beijing that they're doing effective work, that look at us, you know, we're meeting with officials, we're getting people on side and we're spreading our narrative.
He says China's appointment of a Pacific Special Envoy is significant.
It's just a sign that the Chinese influence operation machine, if you like, is really targeting on the Pacific.
A report co-authored by Mr. Dunn looked at Chinese attempts to influence opinions around the region. It comes after previous research found targeted information campaigns by the Chinese government has been effective in Solomon Islands.
In this second report published today, we're looking at through a more regional lens, trying to see if that success that China had in the Solomon Islands has been replicated through Chinese influence operations in the broader Pacific.
Mr. Dunn says that wasn't the case.
We found that China has certainly committed resources, time, attention, and energy to try and, you know, get that narrative sway that they achieved in Solomon Islands. But when it comes to the broader region of the Pacific, they have not been successful.
His research focused mostly on the distribution of Chinese information on social media platforms like Facebook. But Mr. Dunn says the PRC would also seek influence through education partnerships and increasing Chinese language skills in the Pacific.
The role of Chinese language, and by extension, the role of the Chinese diaspora in the Pacific, is something that the Australian Strategic Policy Institute and other think tanks are really looking at.
He says it's a strategy China has employed in other parts of the world.
We've obviously seen China use things like Confucius Centers and, you know, the United Front Network to try and amplify pro-Chinese voices throughout the West and throughout Southeast Asia. It seems like the Pacific, that kind of broad strategy is perhaps lagging behind.
If that is the case, it's something the special envoy will be keen to change.
That was Thekla Ganga reporting on Chanbo's recent visit to Papua New Guinea.